This is Blaze, and welcome to 111 Questions.
We all know we need our business on social media platforms, and at Starchild Social, through research and planning, we create converting posts and stories that attract your ideal client, taking that weight off your shoulders, enabling you to focus on achieving your goals for your business. Check us out for a free consultation at www.starchildsocial.com. Starchild Social, holding your hand through this ever-changing world of social media.
Is there such a thing as too many goals? Is there such a thing as too many goals? I mean, goals are positive, right? Writing down your goals, thinking about your goals, that helps, right? That helps us get closer to our success, right? So how can we have too many goals? The more goals, the better you are, the more improvement, right? The answer to this question is yes. There is such a thing as having too many goals. You may be saying, but Blaze, how can you say that? Overwhelm. You can stress yourself out because you have overwhelm. You have too much on your plate. You are good at a couple different things. You've seen some success at a couple different things, in a couple different areas, maybe in a couple different industries. So you want to continue to dive into everything and be good at this and be good at that and be good at that over there. But it can't be too much. It can't be too much. Or maybe it's your daily goals list, where every day you have your set of goals. You write down your goals. You are structured. You are organized. So every day from morning till night, you have your routine, your morning routine. You have your goals and your deadlines for work or your business. You have your nighttime routine, whether you're a parent and you got to take care of your kids, or you got to fit in the gym schedule, or you go to night school and you have all these different things on your plate in one day. And it can be overwhelming, even if it's all positive, even if it's all to better yourself, it still can be too much. Yeah. And many of us who are really about self-development and growing and our spiritual awakening, and we want a better version of ourselves, I get it. But we are not machines. It can be too much. It can be. I've had to tweak my goals list. I used to have goals, my daily goals. I used to have a list of 12, 13, 14 goals in a day that I wanted to achieve. And I would check each one off. The problem was, life happens, right? You may get an unexpected phone call from someone. You may have an emergency that comes up. Or one of the tasks takes you longer than expected. Maybe you get in an argument with somebody and it just puts you in a mood. So many things can happen. And what I realized is that when I had a daily goals list of 12 or 13 different things on average, I wasn't completing those 12 or 13 things. Maybe I got to 6 that day. Maybe I got to 8 that day. But I rarely ever completed all of my goals. And I realized that it was too much. I realized that I had to organize my goals. There was a hierarchy. There was an order. What part of my goals or what exact goals are most important? What goals are urgent? I had to order my goals. Order my daily goals. Like, what needs to be accomplished today? What is necessary to be accomplished today? Do those. Make sure those get done. So out of your list of 12 or 13, maybe it's only 3 or 4 that need to get done today. And maybe there are a couple others that can be completed tomorrow. Maybe there are some others that you can give to somebody else to help you with. And maybe there are some of them that you need to cut off your list right now because you're not ready for it. I had to learn that. So there is such a thing as too much goals. Your list is too long. Or maybe you're like I was, and sometimes I still battle with this, where I want to help everybody, right? And you're good, you're talented in different areas, different industries. But how can you be great at everything? You can't. You can be good at a bunch of things, yeah. But you can't be phenomenal. You can't be extraordinary at everything. No. You need to focus. You need to streamline your goals. Focus on that one thing, on that one path. And yes, you can dabble in other things here and there, but you need a plan. You need an order. You need structure to your goals. You can't achieve everything at the same time and be phenomenal and think you're going to impact everybody optimally. You can't. You won't. Mm-mm. So this is that reminder. If you're struggling with overwhelm, if you're confused, if sometimes you just freeze up, and because you have so many things you want to attain, you rebel. Some days you just throw it all away. Some days you're like, I just want to veg out. I don't want to deal with any self-development. I don't want to attain any. Forget it. Because it's too much. Streamline your goals. Streamline your goals. Focus on what is urgent and important for that day, on what has to get done that day. Focus on those. Once you complete those, if you have room for more for other things that maybe aren't as urgent but are important, then go for those. Have an order, have a structure to your daily goals. Have an order and a structure to your weekly goals, to your monthly goals. For your sanity, trust me, one thing at a time, simplify your goals list and watch clarity begin to open up for you. Just like that. Bless.